Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi guys, it's Jess. I am back. I am so happy. By the way, it's Fat Mascara. You know what you clicked on. Jen, I am so happy to be back in my little seat in my living room talking to you.
I'm so happy to not have to talk.
Do you want me to take the wheel?
I'm sick of my own voice. Oh. I'm just sick of my own voice. I'm like listening back as I edit the show and stuff. And I'm like, stop talking, Jen. Oh. Where's Jess? Oh.
No, I'm back. I, you know, I took a 1 month break. Things were crazy on my end. And I didn't want to really step back. It's just things are getting, I think we're all getting overwhelmed, you know? We're all really overwhelmed, but just logistically I had to take a beat and I wish we could all just kind of grab more time when we need it, but it's a finite resource I found.
Yes. I think they call that balance.
Balance. You know, I think I've said this on the show before, but my old boss, Joanna Coles, once told me, not just me, but it was a couple of us. She said, like, there is no balance. Throw that out the window and, like, you'll be happier. And I don't know if she I don't know if she would remember that she said it. So, but she did say it. And I was like, okay. And maybe I need to kind of go with that. I don't know. But it was interesting. I think she might be right.
Relish in the chaos. When you need to.
Yeah. So I'm going to relish in that right now. And I'm relishing in being back and sitting here with you guys.
Yeah.
So tell me what's going on with you. I know we caught up a little bit before the show, but I think
I'll tell you, it's so weird. Like, I had these amazing guest hosts on, but they don't know me from Joe. So I'm not about to be like sharing my personal life with them before each show. Like, we're here to talk about sheet masks, you know, the important stuff. But it was a rough month in the Sullivan household. My father-in-law fell and he got a brain injury. But the harder part of that is he went to the hospital and he was there for 2 weeks and then he was being moved to a nursing home. And the first day he got there, he tested positive for COVID.
Aye.
So all of those things we've been talking about all year long so immediately became our reality. Like all the things you read about statistics of like, oh, it's so rough because this and that, like, already I had empathy and now I don't even know because nursing homes, you can't see people. They're literally in New York State are closed. So we were going up there and seeing him through the window, which is like the most depressing. It was standing in the snow with Wolfgang, like putting Wolfgang up to the window to try and make him smile, but he's really not with it. And eventually he actually had to go back to the hospital. So right now he's in the hospital and they're taking good care of him. They've learned so much this year about COVID. He seems to be stable, but it's been really rough on the family. I'm not going to lie.
No, so. and I'm glad that you share that story, not only just because it probably feels good to talk about it, but...
Oh my God, it really does. Because also, like, who do I talk... Like, I don't know, you're one of my best friends, and also I just feel like I have this whole community of Fat Mascara, but then it's like, unsolicited, am I just going to pop on the Instagram feed? Oh, P.S., if you haven't seen me as much on, like, Instagram stories, it's because, like, you know... Sometimes I'm crying instead of getting on Instagram. No, people, we're laughing if you can't cry.
People, yeah, and I'm funny about Instagram. Like, I only show things that are, like, positive. I'm not somebody who shows, like, you know, Lake and I had a horrible day today, and I cried all day and really questioned, you know, like, am I doing things right? And, yeah, I only show positive things. A lot of people are kind of like the, why am I only thinking of her? But kind of like the... Amy Schumer, kind of like warts and all kind of person. I'm sure there's a much better example than Amy Schumer. I don't know why I just thought of her. But, you know, they're, you know what I'm saying.
No, I was just thinking it feels more comfortable and safe to me to share on this podcast with this community we've built than like an Instagram where people who might not listen to the podcast might just see us, you know, because they follow us or whatever.
Yeah.
I just feel like the people out there listening, if you're listening right now, like, I feel close to you guys. So I felt, you know, like,
right,
that
you're,
feels safer
you're committing,
than, like,
a
fucking Instagram post.
Exactly. It's much easier to, like, thumb through and be like, oh my God, like, that was cute. You know, like, they had them, but versus, like, you know, committing to
your family has COVID, thumbs down. Like, what do you do? I'm sorry, you have to laugh. Because otherwise you cry. I don't know.
Thumbs down. I've always felt weird about the heart when somebody shares something that is so horrific.
Or somebody who passed,
yeah.
Or maybe I go with like a broken heart or a black heart.
I know, like, I know. Or like, yeah, like, you know, I follow a lot of things that like show like, you know, like warning, like graphic, you know, like a disturbing imagery to follow. And then am I supposed to like it? Like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do. Oh my God. All right.
There have been so many things that this year where it's like, yeah, that same feeling. And if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. So let's just all get through it
together.
Oh my
God.
You know?
But some people don't understand that.
I'm
by
so
the
glad
way, we are going to talk about beauty in a second. So please don't turn off this
year. I know, but I needed this.
I very often, like once a week, have to like tell somebody, like, I'm not laughing at what you said or what happened. I'm laughing at your delivery. Because I feel like my friends often will say something and it's the way they say it. But it's like terrible. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's just like the delivery and I get like the giggles.
And I have to say, if you guys haven't realized this about Jess, though, you've definitely heard it on the podcast a couple times. Sometimes she does this maniacal laughter when things are so horrible that she's like, ha, 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 ha. Like, we just have to like and, laugh.
But then at the back of my mind, I'm like, the friendship is over. Because I feel like I'm offended them. Okay. Anyway, I'm
serious note.
I've been thinking of your family. I'm glad that you told people.
Thank you.
Because I think a lot of people, unfortunately, can relate to what's going on. Whether it's COVID or other, you know,
my story is
illness
not
in their family. No, but it's original to you. We were just talking about this before the show went on. Every family dynamic is a very original and, you know, so very unique.
Oh, she's going Tolstoy on us people.
Oh, yeah. Every unhappy family. But yeah, it's very, you know, really, I'm glad that you share that. And I know you don't always share a lot of yourself on, you know, the intro. But anyway, thank you for that. So shall we talk beauty? Do you want to talk beauty?
I think we should. It'll cheer me up. And I'm so excited you're doing the headline so I can just sit back and listen to your melodious voice, which will make me so happy. And then, I don't know, I'm in like a whiny mood, so I'm going to whine about slugging a little. Like, I have solutions to slugging, I should say. Let me spin that positive. If you don't like slugging, try this. Oh, slugging be a skincare technique that we'll talk about after that. And then we'll raise a wand and, oh, thank God you're back.
Oh,
I'm so
happy
to have you.
Thanks. And thank you, everyone, for hanging around with our, you know, while I was out. And we had amazing guest hosts. So thank you, everyone, who came on to sub in. Okay, lots of beauty news that I missed while I was away, but I'm going to pick up with some of my favorite headlines from the past week. All right. By popular demand, Augustinus Bader, the rich cream, is now vegan. First of all, is it Bader or Bader? What do you say?
Augustinus Bader.
Bader, yeah.
With all my German knowledge, you're welcome. Yeah. Actually, he's Austrian, isn't he?
Yeah, it's probably Bader, sorry. Okay, Bader, guys. So the new formula contains that TFC8. That's the company's patented blend of natural amino acids, vitamins, molecules, all that good stuff. All of that is supposed to promote cellular renewal. But the new formula is vegan. And this reformulation, by the way, they're promoting this big time on their Instagram. There's a whole like social campaign. It's supposed to be better than the first generation. And that is what Professor Bader told Women's Wear Daily exclusively. So it's supposed to be better than the original. And they've done all kinds of studies. Skin hydration is improved by 145%. Crow's feet wrinkles and forehead wrinkles visibly reduced by 54% and 37%. Interesting that it's vegan. I see a lot of companies really pushing the vegan message right now. In other vegan beauty news, Kat Von D's brand, the original brand, has gone through a lot of iterations. It used to be, remember, Kat Von D Beauty. Then last year, it was KVD Vegan Beauty. And now it's just KVD Beauty. And that stands for Cara Veritas Decora, which means value, truth, and beauty. Now, this is, you know, it's still vegan. It's KVD, tattoo-inspired vegan beauty. Now, if you were looking closely, now, I didn't see this with my own two eyes, but in Business Insider, they did a little article on this that was really interesting. Kat Von D, the woman on her Instagram, was talking about, this is just last week, how she was going to be releasing some new music and some videos, and she's just like, stay tuned for that on her Instagram. And somebody, an Instagram user, asked Kat Von D if she had any comment on the beauty brand changing its name to KVD Beauty. And Kat replied, saying that she no longer has any connection to the brand and wishes they would not use her initials going forward. I thought that was very interesting.
Oh, Kat, your initials shouldn't have lined up with Cara Veritas. No. It's weird. It's like a lot of brands that were the namesake of the brand, and then they move on, they part ways, but your name is forever associated.
Yeah.
We won't talk about you, Kat, with relation to that, but
yeah.
we do like your vegan beauty.
Love
it's not
the
yours.
Line.
We get it.
Yeah. It's going to be really exciting to see what happens with that brand. It has such a big following, and it definitely has a really distinct point of view. So that's just my editorial comment.
You're allowed it.
Yes. I'm just going to, I have to chime in there. Okay. So Boy Smells is finally making fragrance. So this is a very cool, fast-growing cult candle brand. And now they have 5 colognes that the creators, David Keane and Matthew Herman, are calling Genderful. So we've talked a lot about this show, really, you know, since the start of the program. The program? Who am I? The program. I've been watching a lot of, like, Channel 13 while I was away.
Program.
The program. About the genderless fragrance trend. Really not a trend, but just, you know, the movement. And I have to say that these fragrances are really interesting. I've tried all of them, and they have, you know, a lot of like strong leathery notes, a lot of woods, but also a lot of strong floral notes. I think it's going to be an interesting fragrance, like brand to watch, Boy Smells.
Exciting. I've always loved that name too.
Really cool, right? Okay, and speaking of cool spokesperson alert, Sadie Sink of Stranger Things is the face of Givenchy lipstick. So she's in a really cute digital campaign for La Rouge Deep Velvet. And, it's kind of like a little tiny beauty film. I've noticed there are a lot of fashion films coming out right now. Certainly with COVID, they can't do live events. They can't do live presentations as much. So we're seeing a lot of films coming from fashion. I'd love to see more from beauty. But Givenchy is definitely on the money right there. And then finally, I have to sum it up with, I think, the feel-good story, I'm going to say, of the month. Jonah Hill, body pause icon.
Sorry, just the Jonah Hill made me giggle. Go say it again. I want it to have impact.
Jonah Hill, body pause icon. So about a week ago from when we're recording this, The Daily Mail, surprise, surprise, the Daily Mail, they always seem to get the pick. Posted a paparazzi pic of Jonah Hill surfing in Malibu. Now, Jonah was unaware of this photo, and it's of him in a wetsuit and then him toweling off shirtless. By the way, he has a lot of really cool tattoos. And the URL, so, you know, not the headline, but the URL has the words clinging black wetsuit in it.
Weird.
Okay.
Okay.
So a few days later, Jonah Hill, like, and by the way, it's not like, you know, body beautiful Jonah Hill. Like, it's a little cheeky. It's a little like, we saw you, you know.
Yeah, Daily Mail. Yeah, it's a little Daily Mail.
It's very, yeah, exactly. Say no more. A few days later, Jonah Hill posted a screenshot of the article on his Instagram, and he said with a very long caption that I think is really worth reading. So I'm just going to pick a few lines that summarize the spirit. He said, "The idea that the media tries to play me by stalking me while surfing and printing photos like this and it can't faze me anymore is dope. I'm 37 and finally love and accept myself. This isn't a good for me post, and it's definitely not a feel bad for me post. It's for the kids who don't take their shirt off at the pool. Have fun. You're wonderful and awesome and perfect." I love that.
Meaning like, so is he, like, it? Like, you can still hurt me, but I don't care because I'm fine with this and I accept myself.
It's kind of like, yeah, like, you know what, you thought you got me. You thought you were like, oh, you're going to embarrass me in front of the world.
Yeah, F you.
And like, yeah, I'm having fun surfing, you know, to all the kids, like boys, girls, whoever.
That wear
like,
a t-shirt at the pool.
Yeah, enjoy your life. F you to like all the people who think you can mock us. I loved that.
Yes. Good job, Jonah Hill, body pause icon.
I know. I think he's great. I think he's great. So that's the news. Glad to be back. Stay tuned. Should I flick
and
a
that's
pencil?
That's how we do it.
Should
smooth
I flick
transition.
A pencil at the camera? Yeah, exactly.
Mascara.
Okay. All right. It's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it. All right. Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove, They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, so slugging. Listen, this came up very briefly while you were away. Mm-hmm. I forget which of our guest co-hosts we talked about it. And then I was like, I got to make sure the Fat Mascara family understands that we know that slugging is happening, right?
Yes. Because I've seen it.
Yes, guys, we are aware. It's a trend that I didn't touch on. I don't think we touched on because like it's been around for a while, but I think in 2018 was the earliest that the term came up.
Yeah, I've been interested in slugging because my nose is super raw from having a cold. So
slug your nose?
Yeah, let's get definitive about what slugging is.
Yes. So I was not able to fact check that the reason it's called slugging is because you are slimy like a slug.
Yeah.
But that is the internet's reason. So let's go with that for now. But basically, it started out with putting on white petroleum jelly all over your face, almost like it's a moisture pack,
yes.
The way the Korean beauty used to do moisture packs. That's the other thing, slugging. Some people say it came from the Korean skincare community. I cannot find proof of that. In fact, there are some beauty bloggers from Korea who are like, that's not a term we use here. Like, they do moisture packs, but they don't call it slugging. So again, I can't confirm that's where it came from, but I'm willing to say it might have come from there.
You definitely want to use like an old pillowcase. You want to use an old pillowcase, yeah, if you're slugging.
Slathering your face in petroleum jelly and then just leaving it on there for a big old slug of moisture.
Right.
Maybe that's why it's called slugging. No, that doesn't make sense.
I know. I think it's just because you're like a slimy-ass slug.
Well, that's my thing. Yeah. Why would you want to be a slimy? There are so many other better ways to get moisture. So I looked into, I just want to talk about really quickly, because I don't think we have, what kinds of hydrating properties there are. And so slugging is good because it's both emollient and occlusive. Emollient is ingredients that soften skin. For example, petroleum jelly does do that. Lipids and oils do that. Occlusives are the ones that do that barrier lock-in, like it just like a film over your skin. So those are like waxes, occlusive oil, silicones, lanolin. Lanolin is an aquaphor, another ingredient that is used for slugging, and of course, petroleum jelly. But here's what it is for me. Like, you're missing out on a whole third category of hydration, humectants, the ones that draw the moisture into the skin. So when I've slugged, I tried it. I felt like, oh, my dry skin was underneath. And then I just put like a saran wrap on it. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's just kind of like, I remember actually Jeff, my husband, gave me like a really good, I'm going to probably like mess up the analogy.
Oh, you're reminding everybody who Jeff is?
Yeah.
Because you've been away for a month?
Yeah. If you don't know, my husband's name is Jeff. And he has for like, you know, his whole career worked in like product development, and he was like, you know, cosmetic chemist for a long time. But anyway, long story short, he once told me that like, if you just put, you know, like Vaseline or like, you know, something that's just really occlusive over your dry skin. It's not, and I don't want to use the brand name Vaseline because I'm getting it wrong probably, but it's just something that like, as you're saying, like a slugging kind of material over your dry skin, it's like great. Like it might not be penetrating. Like it's like just putting a glove, but you're not actually.
Yeah. Jeff, is that right?
Yeah. He gave me a thumbs up. He doesn't want any audio. Yeah. It's like
so that, but that's, the personal
yeah, it's like a, yeah, it's
I
like
felt.
A glove. Like I'm so, the dry skin is just hanging out underneath, but you need something to actually penetrate. So it's like, well done. You put like a glove over your dry ass skin,
right? And so when it's done and you're done slugging, and either you tissue off because oh my god, I'm slipping, sliding everywhere, and it's gross, or it's already just sunk in over the course of whatever. I just feel like very quickly my skin goes back to non-hydrated in the way of like, cool. While I was looking like a slimy slug, I had some hydration.
Right.
But then afterwards, no.
Right. So you kept the elements, like the further drying elements away from the dry skin. Like you're protecting it, but we need to treat
but
what's
I also
underneath.
Didn't let water in. So here I have a humidifier running all night, which I think actually helps with my skin. It wasn't getting into my skin because there's a whole film of, anyway. So slugging for me, it's just, it's not for me, but I understand some people like the whole look it gives you, which I think is temporary. So my tips would be this. Make sure you have moist skin and put on a fucking humectant before you do your slugging.
Right.
So that your skin was hydrated
underneath. Yes, we need, okay, so the damp skin, then you need that.
Yes, we all know it absorbs better.
Then you need the humectant, right? And then the sluggies.
Or if you're like Jess and I, find a really good hydrator. So I was looking back, one of our all-time favorites is Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream. Lo and behold, it has all three types of hydrators, humectants, emollients, and occlusives.
Ooh.
So it has HA acid, which is a humectant. It has many other versions of these, but I just pulled out a couple. Shea butter is emollient.
Love.
And then dimethicone, which is an occlusive. The Strivectin Barrier Cream, full disclosure, they've sponsored the podcast.
But I was just about to say, really, the Strivectin Barrier Cream is amazing.
It's so good because it has all those types of ingredients, and their lipids are in like that ratio that sort of just matches your skin really nicely. And I also have been noticing more barrier creams. And if you look at things that are called barrier repair creams, more often than not, they will have all three types of hydrators. So things like LTMD, Barrier Renewal Complex, Dermalogica. And then listen, if you like that claustrophobic feeling, that's a thing for me. I've realized in my middle age, I think I have like a touch of claustrophobia.
Oh, I have it big time. You don't have it?
I'd much rather be, I don't have a lot of fears, but like I was thinking about this, I would rather be on the top of a skyscraper standing on the very edge looking down than like underwater in a box. I mean, they both sound horrible to a lot of people, I'm sure, but like,
I'm super claustrophobic. Like, when you go to an MRI, do you always ask for the open MRI?
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. I think it's just a touch. It's just something I very recently noticed about myself that like has been, you know, it's just, I prefer to be in open spaces.
Okay.
But anyway, when I put on, like when I was slugging, it just felt, it's almost like, remember when you tried nail gels and you were like, I don't like the thing that like, I can't get them off if I want to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that feeling of constriction.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not a big gel nail person.
Right, but like the first time I did them, it was the same kind of feeling. Anyway, so I was going to say, you could put on your humectant and then do a reusable sheet mask. Because then it's sort of just like a loose laying there. It's still not for me, but Nurse Jamie and Honest Beauty both make reusable sheet masks. And I think that's great too, because you're not then throwing away, you know, a silicone or a hydrocolloidal gel mask every time you want to get more moisture on. So that's something that you could do. Me, I'm just going to put it on the barrier repair cream.
I like that.
I'll be perfectly honest.
I like that. So, yeah. You know what? I think we all learned something really valuable. Slugging.
But Jen's claustrophobic.
Yeah, Jen's claustrophobic. Yes, me too. I think claustrophobia is very real. I don't even like talking about claustrophobia. You know when I get claustrophobia? And then we'll move away from this because I don't even like talking about it. The infrared beds.
Oh.
I know that's not something that everyone listening is like, oh yeah, totes, the infrared beds, right? But like, but
maybe they did some tanning beds.
Yeah, if you've ever done like a tanning bed, I feel like I'm in a coffin. Like, you know, like I'm like being buried alive or like it's a nightmare and like somebody forgot about me or something. But anyway, moving on. Slugging. Don't take it so literally. You need to put something underneath if you want to slug. So yeah, right. Like a hydrating serum, something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a really great tip. I think that we needed to really, you know, amend the rules on slugging. That's great. I like that.
Update on slugging. Cool.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. Maggie from Washington, take it away.
Hi, Jess and Jen. My name is Maggie. I'm a beauty lover and longtime listener of the podcast from Washington, D.C. I want to raise a wand to the Daily Acid Toner from Josh Rosebrook. This is the brand known for their Carolyn Hirons approved hydrating accelerator, and I think this toner will hit holy grail status pretty soon. Here's what I think you both will love about it. Jess, as a new mom myself, I love that I was able to use this all throughout my pregnancy and breastfeeding with no negative effects. My sensitive skin drank it up and it gave me a glow when I was dead tired. Jen, for the science corner, this exfoliator contains a blend of acids, including malic, citric, and glycolic, that provides a really gentle exfoliation. But because the base of the formulation is aloe vera and glycerin, it's also very gentle and hydrating. I've tried all sorts of acids, including P50 and Glow Tonic, and this is hands down my favorite. The best part is that it's only $29 for over 3 ounces, when this brand definitely could have charged double that. You only need a dime size amount, and in fact, Josh Rosebrook even talks on social media about not using more, so this bottle lasts forever. This is a brand that formulates with honesty and integrity, and I absolutely love their products. So I have to raise a wand to the Josh Rosebrook Daily Acid Toner.
Maggie, wow. If that was not the most organized, clearly summarized raise a wand, I don't know what it is. I just feel like you hit your talking points. Like somebody put you on the Today Show. Truly. Well done, Maggie. If you guys want to share your raise a wand, you could just talk into the voicemail. You don't even have to make it as lovely as that. Give us a call, 646-481-8182. That's a U.S. number. Or to make your life easier if you're international, record a voice memo and send it to us. We're at info@fatmascara.com. Okay, time for us to raise a wand. Jess?
All right, ready?
I'll let you go first because it's your first episode.
Okay. Yes, I know. It's really nice to be back, by the way. Okay, so I want to tell you about these shampoos that I'm really into, and I feel like I've not talked about this brand in like a few years. Orlando Pita's, it's like a tongue twister, Orlando Pita's Brand Play. I feel like a lot of people are sleeping on this brand because it's definitely not a brand that like I feel like, or like people are like buzzy about because it's just been around for a while, but it's definitely a cult fave. Stylists love it. I am nuts about it. It came out about, I would say maybe like 5 years ago. Okay, their shampoos and conditioners are incredible, but the shampoos are amazing because they actually really do what they say. So like the Foam Full Volumizing Shampoo actually gives me volume and I have very thick, heavy hair.
Is it a foam that you squirt out in your hand?
No. It's just like a shampoo that like it's just called Foam Full, okay. Yeah. But the Volumizing Shampoo is incredible. The there's like a shampoo, the one that I'm using now, and I have like one of those tremendous, you know, like the like Sam's Club. Is it even called
the
Sam's
back
anymore?
Bar, the back bar
yeah,
size.
Yeah, the back bar size. The pink one, Pearl Foam. It's the smoothing one. It is tremendous and it really helps like kind of reduce frizz, and the top of my hair does get really frizzy. It's very affordable. It's just a really incredible line. And I just want to make sure that people are not sleeping on it because I am very loyal. I'm actually really loyal to this line. And I don't know why I don't talk about it more. So
because
anyway.
It's like it's your go-to. Like it's, like, it's not new and exciting, but it's just like, but those are the best raisin ones. They're like my standards I forgot to share with you guys.
Exactly. Like, so, right. It's a standard Orlando pita play.
Okay. Raise a wand to that. I'm raising a wand to a listener. So listen, Ooh. Jess, while you were gone, I mentioned in passing that we are stuck with the E for expletive on Apple's iTunes.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You go to see our podcast there. Every single episode has the E. And there's a lot of tech reasons as to why, because we no longer upload directly onto iTunes. We use another platform and it's fed onto iTunes. So I don't check and uncheck the E box every time. I'm pretty sure that's the reason. I won't get into it. But I would like to play a little excerpt from one of our detective listeners who has a theory for us.
Oh my God.
Jen, what's up? It's Maria from Raleigh. Okay. I think I know why your podcast has an explicit rating on it, even though you guys are definitely not like an explicit podcast. Episode 23 with Nikita Wilson, there's a song in the sort of like about 10 minutes in between when you and Jess are talking, and it's that song that goes like, oh my gosh, I don't know the name. I'm going to try to sing it. It's like, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give out. But it says the F word like 4 times in a row. And so I think that might be what the Apple algorithms are picking up. So yeah, I don't know. I am also so weird that I have been listening for so long that I even know that. But I remembered it happening because I was in the car with my grandma when it happened, and she was like, wow. And so, yeah, that's why. That's why I know. I'm also a total dork about your show because I think it's great. But, okay, I just thought I would share that in case it was helpful. All right, thank you so much for everything you guys do to make this podcast available to everyone.
Right,
bye.
Oh, my God, Grandma. Maria, we could just picture you. I've done that, like, when you're listening to a song with, like, your grandma or your mom, and it's, like, real explicit, and you get all embarrassed. I can't believe the Fat Mascara podcast was that for Maria.
That is so embarrassing. I remember that feeling, like, I can't believe that there were like times like I'd put in like a tape with my dad when I was younger and like I wasn't embarrassed. I'd be like, this is cool. And like, yeah. I think it was
like a Weird Al Yankovic song and my Oma was like, what is this? That ages me, really. Maria, I'm not sure that the algorithm actually like listens to every episode, but I freaking love A, that you've been such a long time listener, B, that you were like, oh, I might have an answer. It's just so Fat Mascara of you to like not only see the problem, but like, I might have an answer for you guys.
That is so funny. I also just like love like why, like what was the connection between like Nikita? Because we did used to have songs. Like, let's
We had segments too. So I bet we used to pick songs before we realized that we were getting big enough that we were going to have copyright issues with the music.
Yeah.
So you'll hear in old episodes, we sometimes use snippets of songs.
Snippets. Very quick snippets.
None that would raise the ire of a lawyer of any of the music except for the one musician that then emailed us and we realized we couldn't be doing that anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I must have gone with one of the segments. I'm going to look back. But you guys, listen. That was a great episode anyway. So, hey, check
Love
out
Nikita.
Episode 23 of Nikita Wilson. Raise a wand to Maria and to all of our listeners. And that's the show. Get your beauty sleep. If we need it now, I need it more than ever. So get your beauty sleep.
I don't give a... So good.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.